Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. Jim Angel of the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute is here now with today's weather forecast.
Spring has finally arrived in Illinois, at least for this week. Temperatures were about a degree above normal. Very little precipitation fell in central and northern Illinois. However, southern Illinois saw amounts in the ballpark of 1/2 inches. Thanks to precipitation in the last 2 weeks, soil moisture and stream flows look good across the state, causing the U.S. Drought Monitor to remove all drought in most of the abnormally dry designations in Illinois. Based on a water survey network of soil temperatures, the soils around the state continue to warm very slowly. The 4-inch temperatures are in the mid-40s to the low 50s across the state. The National Weather Service forecast for this weekend shows temperatures in the 70s across the state with widespread precipitation on Sunday and Monday. The heaviest amounts will be in northern and western Illinois and could be in the 1.5-inch to 3-inch range. Temperatures will be much cooler on Monday through Wednesday with nighttime lows dropping near to below freezing. The longer-range forecast out to April 24 show an increased chance of below-normal temperatures across Illinois and the Midwest and an increased chance of above-normal precipitation across northern Illinois.
Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, with the weather forecast. Here are the numbers as they finished up for the week on the trade, and these are the highs and the lows for the weeks and the changes Friday to Friday. May corn this week had a high of $5.19, the low there at $4.94. Settlement price was down 3.25 cents at $4.98.5 in the May. December, or the new crop harvest month, at $4.99.25, settled 7.25 cents lower than it did last Friday. Beans, $15.12 for the high, the low at $14.59.5 on the week. Settlement price in that May contract at $14.63, down 10.75 cents. November beans were up 6.25 this week, Friday to Friday. Settlement price at $12.14.75. May bean meal at $4.72.90, finished down $6.20 on the week. And the bean oil change from Friday to Friday was up 53 cents at $42.10. May wheat futures, $6.88 the high, the low at $6.56.25. Settlement price at $6.60.25, down 9.25 in July, $6.68.25, and settlement price Friday to Friday down 8.25 cents in the soft red winter wheat. Live cattle June contract 135.77.5, finished 97.5 cents higher than it did last Friday. The feeders up $1.55 at $180.75 in the May contract, and the lean hogs changed up 67.5 cents Friday over Friday at $121.22.5. We, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.